This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for being a part of this show. This show is going to be special because the services that you're going to hear about is just so powerful, so awesome. And this is about not just giving hands out, but hands up and helping people get better and move forward to the direction that they really want to be. And hey, but before I get started, if you have not yet partnered with Father Matters, would you please consider becoming a Father Matters partner? The Father Matters Show is listener supported and all Father Matters programs and services are free to the community because of your generous donations. For more information about donating to Father Matters, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. My special guest today is Mary Crawford, Director of Woman Services for Dress for Success Phoenix. Mary Crawford, thank you so much for being a part of this show.
Thank you for inviting me.
Now, before we dive into Dress for Success Phoenix, and you're going to hear me say Phoenix a lot because this is a national program that Mary's going to share more about. Before we get into Dress for Success Phoenix, Mary, can you share a little bit about yourself? Because your resume, when I looked at this resume on this website, all the services that you provide in helping women out, this need to be heard.
Okay,
tell us a little bit about yourself, Mary.
Wonderful. I came to Phoenix about 6 years ago from Ohio. I have a background in finance. I was an affordable housing lender for Chase Bank and Wells Fargo back when they were Northwest Mortgage and Bank One. So, and during that time, I volunteered at Dress for Success. So I started volunteering for Dress for Success when they opened the Cincinnati affiliate. So I've been with this organization for about 18 years.
Wow.
Volunteering and then later working for them. Fast forward, I helped them establish the Professional Women's Group, which we'll talk about a little later.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I offered financial literacy to the women, helping them clean their credit up so that they could purchase homes. So as a volunteer, I worked with those women, helping them get their credit together so that they can purchase a home. Mm-hmm. Fast forward 2007, went through the recession, got laid off, started my own company, CNC and Associate. And at that time, Dress for Success Cincinnati was my first contract that I had. And from there, it just evolved to where I'm at now here in Phoenix, working with Lisa Dormo for Dress for Success Phoenix.
Yes, and you can get more information about Mary Crawford at the dress, what's that, phoenix.dressforsuccess.org?
Yes, that's correct.
Let me say it again, because some people like myself would go to dressforsuccess.org and it doesn't come out. You go phoenix.dressforsuccess.org.
That is correct.
Tell us about Dress for Success, this national organization.
Dress for Success started, we celebrated our 20th anniversary this past year. We have served over 1 million women globally.
Wow.
So we are really changing the lives of women that come through our doors. So here in Phoenix, Lisa Dormo, who is the founder and CEO, she started the organization in 2009. We're getting ready to celebrate our 10th anniversary in Phoenix. And we will probably, at the end of this month, serve our 10,000 women that have come through our doors for assistance, which we are so excited about that. So she started this organization. And we are located at 1024 East Buckeye Road. That's in, I would call it, you know, Central Phoenix, uh-huh. Right close to downtown. And what we do, we suit women. When women need interview attire, when they're getting ready to go on a job interview, they come through our doors, we're going to give them an interview suit. Once they get that job, they can come back. We're going to give them a week's worth of clothes, assistance with their transportation if they need it, and invite them to join our professional women's group. Our professional women's group is one of the only retention programs in the country.
Wow.
A lot of people do a very good job of helping people get into employment. But our position is to make sure they stay there, make sure they maintain that self-sufficiency, and see that their lives are getting elevated each year to that next level. Uh-huh. Living in this Phoenix area, you need to be making at least $18 an hour to even be able to afford a 2-bedroom apartment.
Wow. And that's going up.
And it's going up.
Oh, my goodness.
So what we do with our women, once they come through our doors, on an average, when a woman comes through our door and they say, hey, Miss Mary, I got the job, her rate of employment is probably around the $13 an hour range. Now, by participating in our professional women's group, having career coaching, having access to mentors, people that are going to help you get through, I didn't get along with my coworker, how do I apply for advancement in my job? How do I apply for another job? Our women in our professional women's group average wage is $22 an hour. So it's making a difference in their lives. It's a long-term support system. We may not have seen a lady in 4 or 5 years and she comes back through my doors and say, hey, I got an email today, Miss Mary, I lost my job. Okay. We're going to get them back in the doors. We're going to get them in our interview clothing. And then we also offer our fast track to success. We do a monthly workshop where we offer resume writing, interviewing skills, branding, and then we have hiring fests that follows those. We actually have one coming up tomorrow, August 15th at 9:30 at our location. So we do those monthlies for the ladies coming through the door that are kind of stuck and say, you know what, I'm not getting any callbacks on my resume. What can I do? We have those ladies come to the Fast Track for Success. We also offer Fast Track to Success quarterly, where it's a 4-day workshop, half-day workshop, and it's more intense, where we really truly work with them and work with them on their skills and getting them back into that workplace. So we recently had our mobile unit launched probably about 4.5 years ago. We serve approximately 500 to 800 women on the mobile unit. So we go around because the desert is far apart, and sometimes the ladies can't get to us. So we have a mobile unit that we go out and we service women on the road, and it's a full career center.
Share, unpack, that was a lot.
Yes.
But it's awesome. Break down, unpack a little bit about your women's group, because I tell men in the workshop, I tell them the average man has less than 3 friends in a lifetime.
Right.
And I tell them, I'm not talking about your beer buddy friends.
Right.
I'm not talking about the guys who come over and watch Monday Night Football and all that. I'm talking about guys who will do life with you.
Right.
Talk about the women's group and the importance of women connected and staying together and doing lives together.
Okay. Our professional women's group offers our employed clients access to networks of partnership, support, practical information, inspiration as to continuing their path for success. We want to make sure in our monthly meetings it includes a presentation by an expert in the field, and it also you have refreshments and there's networking. We have a different topic every month. For the month of September, we're focusing on small business and entrepreneurship, and we have someone coming in, entrepreneur. She owns her own real estate company, Ms. Yeah. Shalise McQueen out of Scottsdale. And what she is going to teach on is how to just start that plan of action so that you can. And then I have someone coming in at the end of the month teaching our women how to get started, funding for starting your own business. We have also offered small grants to our women who wanted to start their own business. So we want to show the women that it's okay to have your full-time job and then maybe have another second income coming
in. Jeremy is waving me, letting me know that it's time for the commercial, because I got many more questions. When we get back at the top of the commercial, I want to talk more about the suiting.
Okay.
And then you got a big event coming up in November
as
well. So you're listening to the Father Matters Show with Vance Sims, and today's guest is Mary Crawford with Dress for Success Phoenix.
Do you love the Father Matters Show? Did you know you can find us on Facebook or fathermatters.org? Or if you miss us Saturday night, you can find us on blogtalk.com or soundcloud.com. And if you want to contact us directly, you can always call 602-774-3298. That's 602-774-3298 for Father Matters.
Welcome back to the Father Matters Show. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch the archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. Mary, just before we went to the commercial break, because like I said, there's so much information. And if you want to learn more about Dress for Success Phoenix, go to phoenix.dressforsuccess.org. And then I want to talk about some of the other chapters and all the stuff that you got going on. But Mary, if we can backtrack a little bit with the suiting. Where does the suits come from? Why the suits? And what are some of the positive outcomes from women who walked out of your place with the suit?
The concept of Dress for Success was started by Nancy Lublin out of New York. That's where our worldwide office is located. And she received an inheritance of $5,000, and she wanted to know what she could do with that money that would empower the lives of women. So she felt that if every woman was dressed professional when they went on that job interview, it didn't matter of her status, her background, but that she was being presented in a professional manner and that they could be judged based on who they were that day. So that's where the concept came from. We accept donations at our facility at 1024 East Buckeye Road. During the hours there, we're open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 to 4:30. We're open on the second Saturday of the month and the fourth Saturday, and we're collecting donations. We take everything, not just suits, but because the women, when they come back for their employment suiting, then they may just need some khakis and a white shirt. So we do take all donations with the exception of athletic wear and personal garments. So anything that we don't use in our boutique setting, we do have two big sales every year where we sell that, and those funds go directly back to Dress for Success. We have a big designer sale coming up on Saturday, September 22nd, and that's where we have all of our designer pieces that have come through our doors, and we have a big sale and sell those items, and those funds come back to support our programming.
So September 22nd, you're having a big for sale event.
Yes, a designer sale.
Designer sale. If people want to get their heads up right now, because it's a couple of weeks out, who would they contact? How would they get in touch with Dress for Success?
They can go to our website,
which is phoenix.dressforsuccess.org.
That's correct.
Okay.
And purchase tickets. We have VIP reception for that sale where you can come in early, and with the VIP entrance, I think it's $75.
Okay.
You can be registered for a $1,300 Gucci bag that we're going to raffle off.
I heard that.
We actually purchased that.
Let me ask you this, Mary. How about reentry women? I know you got about women, you helping them get on their feet with their job interview. What about women who are just getting out of prison or jail?
We actually receive funding in partnership with St. Joseph the Worker to take our mobile units on the road to help the justice involved. And what we do is we actually go to the jails when people are getting out right there on the spot. They can get clothes, transportation passes, so that they can go to their place of employment. We also we're one of the only organizations that has a memorandum of understanding with the FCI.
Wow.
Which we have a 5-year memorandum of understanding where we actually go into the federal prison and teach our fast track to success to those women. And when they get out, they come into the different areas because all of them don't come back to Phoenix.
Right, right.
Right. And they come to the Dress for Success in the various areas and receive our services. So we're working with that population. We launched Hope for Success. We're coming up on our 5th anniversary, which stands for Helping Offenders Pursue Excellence.
Wow.
And what we do is just try to work with those who have had challenges in their background and help assist them. Sometimes they need to develop a new career path when they get out. They might can't do the same things they can do. Sometimes when they get out, they start getting a lot of no's. They get discouraged. We're here to help you work through those issues. We have career coaches that specialize in that. I'm certified as an Offender Works Employment Specialist. So we want to make sure that those who need that second chance, we're there to assist them with that second chance.
You know what else is awesome, Mary? I'm looking at your website. There are opportunities because, you know, we're Father Matters Show is national. People listen all over the country. There are opportunities to open up a Dress for Success chapter or store, correct? If you're in Minnesota, if you're in Dallas, if you don't already have one, can you share a little bit to women who are interested, who's trying to start a business or entrepreneurship, how this could be a great avenue?
What they would need to do is contact our worldwide office out of New York, and they can just Google Dress for Success. Just Dress for Success. Yeah. The worldwide office will
there
come
you
up.
Go.
What they do is try to find areas. They have target areas that they need, because they try not to have more than one Dress for Success within a 100-mile radius. So that is one of the rules that they have. So here in Phoenix, we're the only one in Phoenix.
Right.
But there may be an opportunity for Tucson.
There you go.
So,
or maybe Flagstaff?
Yeah, anywhere within a 100-mile radius of where we are. So they submit a business plan to Dress for Success to become an affiliate. And then that's how they're tied, and you'd be able to use our branding in our market.
Is it like a franchise?
Similar, yes.
Yes.
We call them affiliates, but yes.
Okay. Coming up in November, you got a great event. I want to slow down and unpack this. I want you to tell us from the dates, the times, to everything, and why this event is so important. It's going to be so powerful.
This is our 10th anniversary, and we are so excited because we'll be honoring our women that have come through our doors during our 10th anniversary. It's our Soup for the Stars annual gala, empowering women for a decade. Know her, inspire her, employ her. It's on Friday, November 2nd. Our reception starts at 5:30, and dinner and program starts at 7. There's opportunities for sponsorship on our website for this event. We're always looking for people to buy a table and or individual tickets. So we're almost sold out. I think we might have about 3 or 4 tables left. So
that's a good problem to have.
Oh, yes, it is. So we're very excited about that, to know that people are starting to hear about Dress for Success and realizing the value we add to this community.
So why this gala? What are people going to get out of this?
Oh, we have a reception. We have a silent auction.
Yes.
We have our dinner, our programming, and then we have a wonderful after party with a live band, and it's just a fabulous black tie event.
That's awesome. And then you get a lot of women who's been through Dress for Success come and participate.
Yes, and we showcase 10 of our women.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, so again, when is that date and time, and how much is it?
Okay, our Soup for the Stars is November 2nd.
Okay.
It's at 5:30, and it's at the McCormick Ranch. Yes, Scottsdale Resort at the McCormick Ranch.
Wow.
And I can't quote the tables. You can go to our website. Okay. But
can people pay individually to come?
They can pay individually.
Is it a fee for that?
It's probably about $150 minimum.
Okay. But they can get all that information at phoenix.dressforsuccess.org.
Yes.
Mary, talk about your career center a little bit.
Okay. We recently had a renovation of our career center, and I want to take a special shout out for California Closet for assisting us with our new career center. We are very excited, and we recently hired a job developer. So we have someone in our career center full time now. So anyone who's in the area who needs to use computers, need help with online job applications, just you can come by our offices while we're open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 to 4:30. You can talk to our career specialist that's in our career center to assist you. We're there to help you through anything dealing with workforce development and trying to get a job and get back on your feet. We're there to assist you.
Tell us about how women can get involved to volunteer with this powerful program.
We are always looking for volunteers. Miss Pat Torres, she is over our volunteers in our office, and our phone number is 602-489-7397, and Miss Pat Torres extension is 101. We're always looking for volunteers, our personal shoppers. So when a woman comes through our door, she just don't go through the racks and grab clothes. We pair her with a personal shopper who's going to, you know, find the perfect outfit for them. Make sure it's not too tight, not too big. We want to make sure that woman has the perfect interview outfit to go to make that great first impression. We also have opportunities in our career center as career specialists and to assist the women who may need help assistance with their resumes, or they may have a job interview coming up and they want to say, you know what, I just need a little help getting right. through it. So we have opportunities there. We're always looking for opportunities to help with our sales that we have twice a year, and always looking for opportunities in our sorting area. When all the clothes come in, we have to sort through all the, right. the clothes.
And just to be a part of that program, knowing that you're helping another woman out, knowing yes. that you're helping someone that's going through something or been through something. So once again, if they want to just volunteer or donate,
yes.
but tell us about one more time about the contact information if they want to volunteer to be a part of Dress for Success Phoenix.
Okay, that's Ms. Pat Torres.
Okay.
And her phone number is 602-489-7397, and her extension is 101.
When women come in for the suits, is it a fee for the suits or are the suits free?
Oh, no. Our services are always free to our clients that walk through the door.
Wow.
We've never charged any of our clients for clothing when they come through our
door. And they get suits, they get shoes, they get purse, they get shirts, blouses.
Everything. They get the full garment. And if wow. they need our undergarments, we do have them available. And they are brand new. And when they come back for that week's worth of clothes, we're going to give them another pair of shoes. We're going to give them another bag. We're going to give them enough outfits to carry them through a whole week so that they don't have to worry about if they mix and match with the interview suit and the clothes that we give them, they should have enough clothes for 2 weeks to get through.
Share about the skills and information that they get from your leadership services.
Okay. Well, our professional women's group focus on 5 core areas. Mm-hmm. Leadership and civic responsibility. We have financial education, work-life balance, written and unwritten rules of the workplace, and health and wellness. Those are the 5 areas that our professional women's group focus on. And each month we focus on a different topic. We're in our 3rd quarter now. We just recently, last Saturday, had a huge workplace summit at Matthew Henson's, wow. where the ladies that came through the door, I had a photographer there doing LinkedIn photographs for them
wow.
so they can get their LinkedIn profiles up to date. And we also had a speakers speaking on branding, how to brand yourself and how to build that branding.
That's powerful.
And so the women had a half-day workshop, networking, food, workshops, prizes, and LinkedIn photographs. So we do a workplace summit every year for our ladies. I had people in there that from the community college if we're interested in going back to school. So we like to see a woman that comes through our doors. They may come in for their interview suiting. Then they come back, hey, I got the job. And then they join our professional women's group, and then they become an ambassador for Dress for Success. They're out in the community speaking about yeah. what we do and how we do it.
Is there a mailing list for women to register to you guys? Do you guys put out a newsletter, or is it a way they can sign in? What would they do for people to stay in contact?
They can go to our website and contact us through our website. If they're interested in our career center, they can just call us at 602-489-7397. Ask for Cassandra. She's at extension 111. Or they can contact myself. I'm at extension 103. I'm the director of women's services.
Yes, you are. And give me one powerful success story in 30 seconds or less before we get out of here.
Okay. I had a young lady that walked through my doors that said, you know what, Miss Mary, I just lost my job of 40 years in the school system.
Wow.
She was over 65. She said she didn't know what to do. She had never done an online application. She's never even had an email because she's worked all these years. So we sat her down, set her up with an email, help her get her resume. And then she went out and got a job.
See.
And she came back and said,
wow.
It's not where I was, but at least I was able to get a job and start her on a new path.
Getting that confidence back.
Yes.
You see? And is she plugged into the women?
Yes, she is. She's in our professional women's
group. See, that friendship, that growth. Mary, before I say thank you, one more time, where can our listeners go to learn more about Dress for Success Phoenix? Give me all the information.
Okay.
All the ways to contact you. Facebook, right. Whatever you got.
Okay. And we're on our website, which is phoenix.dressforsuccess.org. You can reach us via telephone 602-489-7397. In my extension is 103. We are on Facebook at Dress for Success Phoenix. So you'll see all the Dress for Success on Facebook. But if you must put the city in there, and you can find us on Facebook.
Thank you, Miranda. The last 2 minutes while you've been talking, I'm thinking, my wife got shoes in that closet that she bought that she never even put on her feet.
Yes.
So for the women out there who say, you know what, I got some shoes, size 8, size 7, size whatever it is. You know what, I bought this blouse, I never wore it. Get in touch with Dress for Success Phoenix and donate that stuff.
That is correct. And if you're not in our area, look for a Dress for Success in your area, because we are global with over 147 affiliates.
Mary, thank you for coming to be on my show today.
Thank you.
And thank you for tuning into the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.